the Saturday Light Brigade. Gwen's Girls is an incredible place. I don't know if you know about Gwen's Girls or not, but they've been helping girls in the Pittsburgh area develop and grow in so many ways over the years. And Gwen's Girls takes its name from I'm trying to remember her last name. I'll bet you know it, Candace. I know you know it. Hey, or not Candace. I'm betting that Jada knows it. I'm going to let you just say it so I don't. Is it Elliot? Quinn Elliot. Yeah, I just didn't want to get it wrong. So I admitted that I needed a second to get it right. But Gwen Elliott, the Pittsburgh police commander, who wanted to do something special to help improve lives of all girls in our area. Forgive me, I'm so busy getting everybody set up, I forgot to get myself set up. Jada, hello. Tell me what you do at Gwen's Girls.
Good morning, Larry.
I'm the
Director of Development and Strategic Initiatives.
That's a big title. And Omari, if you had to sum it up, Omari is Jada's son. How did you just sum it up in one word? What does your mom do?
Work.
How old are you?
Six.
Can you talk in your microphone so I can hear you? How old?
Six.
And I'm glad you're here today. And do you want to say hi to anybody who might hear you on the radio?
Hi.
Hi.
To somebody.
Is there somebody you'd like to say hi to, a friend or somebody else in your family?
Hi, Micah.
Micah. Who's that?
A friend.
Excellent. Well, the real spotlight, and we can talk some more maybe, Omari, but our spotlight today is on a couple girls that are part of the Gwen's Girls family, Candace and Ariana. And Candace, I thought we'd start with you. I know there's a lot of activities going on at Gwen's Girls right now in leadership, in women's history, in other, healthy aspects of things. Have you been up to anything interesting in your time over the past few weeks?
I say I'm the junior staff, and I help out around Gwen's Girls with everyone. And I make sure everyone's doing the right thing. And I help get the jobs done faster.
Now, to be part of the staff at the age of 13 is a lot of responsibility. What kinds of things do you do?
I like help them like make the food, and I help get all the girls together for like groups, and I just walk around and make sure everything's clean, and I just do other like everyday jobs.
That's a real skill to be able to do that, because you probably have a lot of different personalities involved. You sort of have to keep an eye on everything. And is it hard, I would think?
No.
Oh, you're probably a natural manager, it sounds like. Yeah. What's the secret to getting people to do what you want them to do?
It's not really hard. Like, everyone's usually good at Gwen's Girls, so there's not really much trouble to get them situated and stuff. And they, like, usually listen to me. So it's just like, just come on and then they'll listen.
Well, that's terrific. Now, you mentioned you also help in the kitchen or cook. What do you do there?
Like, we prepare the food for dinner, and I help like fix it on the plates, and then I get everyone in the cafeteria to eat.
Now, are there a lot of people, like more than 20 you might be serving? Is it a huge undertaking?
Sometimes, like if almost all the girls are there, but sometimes it's not.
I was just curious, like how you adapt recipes for a big group of people.
It's already prepared. We just have to like heat it up for them and then put it on the plates.
I see. Well, that's a great skill. Do you want to any shout outs, or would you like to say hello to anybody? You're welcome to.
Hi, everybody who's listening.
That sounds perfect. Well, let's say hi to Ariana, and she's also at Gwen's Girls, also 13. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
And tell me a little bit about what your activities are at Gwen's Girls.
Well, some of my activities are helping girls out with dancing, singing, drawing, and getting them ready to go.
So you have a very artistic side to you. Tell me about the drawing that you do. I assume you must be good at art.
Well, I can only do bubble letters. I can't do nothing else.
Well, bubble letters are a pretty big deal. So you'll help kids or help other girls draw like that?
Mm-hmm.
And dance is something you really love?
Yes.
And also music. I'm curious about dance. When did you fall in love with dancing?
When I was like eight.
The guest we had on, Danny, just before you, is eight. Do you remember, was it hearing a certain song, or was it somebody that just got you into it, or how did it happen?
My cousin's the one who taught me how to dance when I was eight, but since she's not in Pittsburgh right now, she's in Detroit, she's going to come back and teach us more dance steps.
Well, that's great. So you're teaching dance steps to other people now?
Mm-hmm.
What steps do you teach?
Hip-hop. That's it.
What different variations in hip-hop?
Mm-hmm.
Great. And you also, I know, like to sing. And you're going to sing a song today, I think, right?
Yes.
So why don't we get you set up to do that? And we're going to bring you over to our stage mic. To do that, you can just get up and move over, and we'll get you ready to do that. I want to turn back to Candace as you're getting ready and just ask, do you like music yourself, or are you involved in anything artistic in addition to the activities we talked about?
Yeah, I like to draw, too, and at school, I'm in the choral ensemble.
Oh, that's nice. It's hard. I've never sung in a chorus, but I think it would be challenging sometimes to sing with everybody. And do you have a certain part that you sing, like alto or tenor?
I'm an alto.
And is it hard sometimes to sing with other people?
Sometimes we don't always get the harmony right, but we're usually good. We have to take a couple of days to work out the song, but it usually comes out nice.
You seem like a really patient person. Do you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you seem that way because the work you do at Gwen's Girls requires patience, and that would too. I'm patiently awaiting to hear Ariana. And what song are you going to sing?
Angel of Mine by Monica.
Okay, whenever you're ready, go ahead.
When I first saw you, I already knew there was something inside of you, something I thought that I would never find, angel of mine. I look at you, looking at me. Now I know why they say the best things are free. I'm gonna love you, boy, you are so fine, angel of mine. How you changed my world, you never know. Different now, you help me grow. Simple. When I lost all hope, you showed me love. Uh-huh. I'm checking for you, boy, you right on time, angel of mine. It means more to me than what we share. No one in this whole world can ever compare. This type of way you move, you still on my mind. Angel of mine. How you mean to me, you never know. I'm deep inside, I need to show. Stand from above. You show me love. I'm checking for you, boy, you right on time. Angel of mine.
Wow, that was, let's give her some applause here. That's not an easy thing to do live on the air. Have you sung on the radio before?
Yes.
You have? Well, you did a good job. When did you sing on the radio before?
I was like five.
Were you? Were you here? Do you remember? Do you know what station?
I was in New York.
In New York. Well, that's fantastic. No wonder you were so good. It's not easy to sing under these circumstances. Do you think it is, Omari? No? So, Omari, do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
A singer.
Do you? Do you sing now?
Yes.
Do you want to sing should we have Omari sing a song if he wants to? What do you think? Do you want to sing a song?
So.
You can do so right there because that microphone's a good size for you. What would you? What song would you? Do you want to sing?
I'm gonna sing "How Great Is Our God."
Huh?
How great is our God?
Guess so.
Okay. Okay, Amari's gonna sing. How old are you again, Omari?
Six.
Okay, Omari. Whenever you're ready, here comes Omari.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great. How great is our God.
You've got a really nice voice. You've got a great voice. And thank all of you for being here today. Anything we should know about Gwen's Girls? We mentioned Commander Elliot and the great vision that she had. And Gwen's Girls is going so strong. And Candace and Ariana are two of many girls that, forgive me for saying this in front of y'all, but that are just blossoming and doing great things and helping other people, which is terrific. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I just would like to add, as you mentioned, we are growing. We are trying to touch as many girls as we can in the greater Pittsburgh area and surrounding communities. We have a summer camp session coming up, and we have that at two sites, on the north side in Clairton. And during summer camp, we do continue to really work on developing the girls, encouraging the skills that they learn during the school year in terms of academics, but then also providing opportunities for fun recreation and service learning. So I think in the coming months, you will see a lot more of Gwen's Girls in the community.
Well, that's terrific, and I hope you'll keep in touch with us. I see Omari has something he wants to say. Go ahead, Omari. Is it for everybody?
No.
Oh, okay. It's not for everybody. Okay. Let me turn back to Candace and Ariana. Is there anything else either of you would like to say? We just have a couple minutes. Okay. Well, thank you both. Anything else, Candace? Thanks. We're really proud of you, and I hope you'll come back sometime too. Keep singing, keep managing, keeping, and thank you for being here. Learn more about Gwen's Girls at gwensgirls.org. Thank you. Okay. Omari wanted to sing so much, he tried to give me a dollar. And I said, no, we can't do that. That's actually illegal in public radio and commercial radio. That's called pay for play, payola. But so can you verify that you still have that dollar, right? Okay, I did not take it. So therefore, you can sing. What's the song called? Good Morning? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm all set, Omari.
Good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning, stepping on my way. That's it.
That was just that little bit. Well, it was very good. Can you do it a little louder? One more time?
Good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning, stepping on my waist.
And that's it?
Yes.
I like it. Thanks for being with us. That's Omari.